This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds consultations with university vice chancellors, calls for depoliticization in academia. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges parliamentary committee presidents to commit to non-partisan functioning. Cyber Security Center issues warning over rising ransomware attacks, urging public to follow cyber safety measures. And uncertainty continues over US-Iran talks amid ongoing tensions. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has instructed university vice-chancellors to immediately dismantle structures of student and employee organizations affiliated with political parties in universities and health institutions. The directive came during a meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar, where the Prime Minister, who also serves as Chancellor of Public Universities, said no law should be seen as a barrier to implementing the decision. Prime Minister Shah stressed that political activities should not be allowed in academic institutions, including campuses, hospitals and schools. Vice-chancellors informed the Prime Minister that student political activities have declined following the recent youth-led movements and elections, and that steps are already underway to phase out party-linked organizations. During the discussion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, clarified that the move targets party-affiliated groups, not independent student unions that represent student interest. The Prime Minister further directed universities to strictly follow academic calendars and publish examination results within a month. Newly elected presidents of the parliamentary committees met with Speaker Dol Prasad Arial. During the meeting yesterday, Speaker Arial instructed the parliamentary committee presidents to run parliamentary committees effectively, describing them as a mini-parliament. He emphasized that committee activities must remain free from party influence and assured that the Federal Parliament Secretariat stands ready to provide necessary support. In response, the committee presidents expressed commitment to fulfilling their responsibilities efficiently, adding that they would advance committee work by upholding parliamentary norms and values while continuing established good practices. Presidents from 12 committees, including 10 under the House of Representatives and 2 joint committees, were present at the meeting. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has said the newly introduced smart driving license system is more secure, practical and aligned with international standards. In a press release issued yesterday, the ministry stated that the license has been designed in accordance with the international standard and incorporates technology long used in developed countries. According to the ministry, the new license includes 39 security features across 3 levels, while the entire production process is conducted offline, minimizing risk of data leakage or unauthorized access. Meanwhile, the National Cyber Security Center has issued a public advisory following a recent rise in ransomware attacks targeting computers, mobile phones, and other digital devices. Ransomware is a type of malicious software that encrypts users' data and blocks access, with attackers demanding payment to restore files or systems. According to the center, such attacks often occur through suspicious email attachments, fake website links, unsafe downloads, and the use of pirated software. Other risk factors include outdated system, lack of antivirus protection, and the use of unsecured networks or external devices. The advisory urges the public not to open emails or links from unknown sources and to download software only from official platforms. The center has asked users to report any suspicious cyber incidents to the Nepal Police Cyber Bureau or the National Cyber Security Center. Likewise, the Department of Information Technology has introduced new website accessibility features to make government websites more user-friendly and inclusive. According to Director General Sri Chandra Shah, the upgrades have been implemented under the Government Integrated Website Management System with a focus on users with disabilities and those relying on assistive technologies. Officials say the improvements aim to bridge the digital accessibility gap and promote more inclusive and technology-friendly public services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Newly appointed non-resident ambassadors from four countries have presented their letters of credence to President Ramchandra Paudal. The credentials were submitted during separate ceremonies held at Sital Niwas yesterday. According to officials, the ambassadors represent Gambia, Canada, Slovenia and Algeria. Senior government officials were present on the occasion. Meanwhile, County Director of the Asian Development Bank for Nepal, Arnold Koshua, met with Minister for Health and Population and Water Supply, Nisa Mehta, yesterday. The courtesy meeting held at the Ministry of Water Supply focused on ongoing programs in the health and drinking water sectors as well as future areas of cooperation. Likewise, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs S. Paul Kapoor has arrived in Nepal. According to U.S. Embassy in Nepal, the visit is aimed at strengthening Nepal-U.S. relations and expanding bilateral cooperation. During his stay, he is scheduled to hold meetings with government officials, business leaders and cultural experts. Nepal lost to the United Arab Emirates in the opening match of the T20 International Series. The day-night match at TU Cricket Ground was affected by rain, leading to a revised target of 78 runs in 10 overs under the Duckworth-Lewis method. Chasing the target, the UAE reached 78 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 8.5 overs, taking a 1-0 lead. In the series. Earlier, Nepal had scored 122 runs for 8 wickets in 18.5 overs before the interruption. The second match of the series is scheduled for today. Now on to an international news update. Diplomatic efforts to resolve the ongoing US-Iran conflict remain uncertain with no confirmation yet on a new round of peace talks. Iran has said it will not negotiate under what it calls threats, while U.S. President Donald Trump has stated that restrictions on Iranian ports will remain until an agreement is reached. The situation follows a fragile ceasefire that is due to expire shortly, though there is still uncertainty over whether a second round of talks will take place in Pakistan. According to the BBC, U.S. officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff are expected to be involved in any delegation, while Iran has said it has not yet decided whether to attend. Iran has linked its position on negotiations to the lifting of restrictions, while the U.S. continues to insist on its conditions for dialogue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Temperatures have surged across much of the country in recent days, with authorities warning of a possible heat wave in parts of the Tarai. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Kapilvastu recorded a high of 41 degrees Celsius yesterday afternoon, while Baki reached 39 degrees Celsius, with rising temperatures being experienced in Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces. The department has projected rising temperatures and heat waves, particularly in the western Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, including Nepalganj and Dhangari. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari said extreme heat is expected to persist in the Tarai districts until Wednesday, that is tomorrow. Meanwhile, Kosi province is less likely to experience heat wave conditions for now due to cloudy skies. And in Sudarpashchim province, temperatures have reached around 40 degrees Celsius in Dipail, which officials say is unusually high. Authorities have urged the public to follow regular weather updates and take necessary precautions. Senior hydrologist Rajendra Sharma from the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warned that the heat waves are likely to become more frequent due to climate change, stressing the need for preparedness and public awareness. For today, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the Himalayan region. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in the hilly regions, including Kosi province and in the Tarai of Kosi province, while the remaining Tarai areas will have mainly fair weather. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall or snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of the country today. There is a possibility of hot days in Madhya province as well as in the Tarai valleys and basins of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, with heat wave conditions also likely in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly and local winds across the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds consultations with university vice chancellors, calls for depoliticization in academia. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges parliamentary committee presidents to commit to non-partisan functioning. Cyber Security Centre issues warning over rising ransomware attacks, urges public to follow cyber safety measures. And uncertainty continues over US-Iran talks amid ongoing tensions. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.